Saturday morning, and time for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice. Yes, Saturday morning, and that means it's yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club. And presiding is the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Grantland Rice has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years. And he's made a hobby, too, of collecting good sports stories, which he shares with his friends each week at this time. So join us now in fancy at the Sportsman's Club. Pull up a chair near the fireplace for another of the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice.
Oh, he was a great little fighter. You'd hardly take him for a fighter at all. Not a mark on him.
Who's that, Bill?
Fidel the Barber. Oh, yeah. Great boxer. Tricky on his feet as Bill Robinson.
Cigarette?
You mean it?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Hey, you know, Bill, talking about boxers, my favorite's Barney Ross. That's a great guy. Great in the ring, and when the war comes along, he's just as good in uniform.
Yeah, that's right. Barney's a good boy.
I remember.
A lot of boxers have fine records in this war, from Joe Louis on down.
Not only boxers, Bill, stars from every sport. Bob Feller, Hank Greenberg,
Bill Dickey, Dempsey, and Tunney.
Yeah, that's right. You could go on forever. But you know, these kids like Bob Feller and some of the others, they make a little extra sacrifice when they go into uniform.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, they're taking time out that they'll never be able to get back. Being athletes, they're giving their best years, and a lot of them just won't be able to pick up where they left off.
You're right there, Bill.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yes, Mr. Jack.
Bring us a few cigars, Tom. And say, has Grantland Rice been around?
Oh, not today, sir. Mr. Rice has an out-of-town assignment.
Oh, that's too bad. I want to get some inside information from Granny.
I'll bet Granny didn't forget to leave a yarn for us.
No, indeed, Mr. Wilkins. It's waiting for you. Let me see. I have it here on a card. Oh, yes, yes. It was written by the former Olympic champion Jackson B. Schultz for a short stories magazine. And this is a coincidence. It's about a prize fighter who went to war. It's called Ring Gunner.
Oh, Jackson. You remember Clipper Shane? Of course you do if you follow the fight game. You remember his fight with Kid Kovac at the Garden about 2 years ago? The Clipper looked great in that fight. But I've got a little later information for you in case you're interested in what happened to the Clipper since then. It begins right after his win over Kovac at the Garden.
Hey, Steve, we got some more questions.
This bout with the champ, is it on the level, Steve?
Come on, Steve, open up, open up.
Now, look, sorry, fellas, that's all we got to say tonight. Drop in at the office tomorrow. We may have a red-hot story.
Okay. Steve, but I got to say this for the Clipper. He looked great in that tonight.
Yeah, well, drop in at the office tomorrow morning, boys. I may have something big.
Oh, boy, those are persistent guys. Great bunch, though, great bunch. Well, Clipper, how do you feel?
Swirl, he never touched me.
No, you made a monkey out of him, kid.
Yeah, what's it add up to now, Steve?
How do you mean, Clipper?
What's next?
Oh, well, Clipper, you know what I've always said. I've always said I'd level with you, right?
Yeah.
I've done that, huh? I said I wouldn't push you along too fast. I said as long as I was your manager...
Yeah, now, skip it, Steve. Do I get a fight with a champ or not?
You ask me, do you get a fight with a champ, Clipper? I tell you what I've always told you. I said, Clipper, when you're ready, I'll tell you. Now, did I say that or didn't I?
All right, cut it out, Steve. Do I or don't I?
Now, look, Clipper, I'm a man of few words, as you well know. You ask me if you get a fight with a champ. My answer to you is, yes, Clipper, you do.
On the level, Steve?
Sure. I haven't said anything, Clipper, because I'm a man of few words, you know. Well, very well. Clipper Shane, it's all fixed. Your next bout is for the lightweight championship of the world.
You wouldn't kid me, Steve.
And listen, I had it all sewed up before the Kovac fight. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to give you no hazard, see? But there it is, kid. You fight Harrigan for the lightweight title in just 2 months.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Steve. I gotta hand it to you.
Sure you do. Haven't I always leveled with you, Clipper? Haven't I always told you I'd take care of you? Well, you're ready now. You're ready for the champ.
Yes, Clipper Shane was a good boy in the ring. Speed, a punch, and courage. And ambition. When he started fighting, he set his sights on the championship, and he wasn't going to be satisfied with anything less. He wasn't going to let anything get in his way. Well, that is, practically anything.
Just a minute. Oh, cheers, Dave.
You bet, Clipper. And how's the boy?
Okay. What's new?
Look, I want you to get dressed, Clipper. We're going over to Mike Maffitt's office and sign the papers for that title bout.
Yeah? Oh, swell. I'll be ready in a minute.
I told you I'd make a champion out of you, Clipper. And that's just what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I know, Steve. You've done fine.
Right. I'm a man of few words, Clipper, but I will say this. Oh, look, I forgot. Here's some mail for you, kid.
I
picked it up at the desk, yeah.
Oh. Thanks. Let me see. One for my sister, one for my tailor. Ain't nothing much here. Hey, wait a minute. What's this?
What, Clipper?
Local board number 16. But, hey, what is this?
Local board? Hey, Clipper, that ain't a...
I don't know. Let's see. Wait a minute. Well, of all the lousy breaks.
Well, what is it, Clipper boy?
They can't do this to me. They can't do it now. How'd they get that way?
But, Clipper, tell me, what is it?
A draft board just put me in 1A.
Oh, the Clipper was a good boy in the ring, but as I told you, he was ambitious. He didn't like things getting in his way, no matter what these things might be.
Jeremiah J. Shane.
That's me. Good evening. Clipper Shane's the name. Glad to know you.
Just step in here, Mr. Shane.
Sure. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good evening. Sit down, Mr. Shane.
Thanks. Well, sir, glad to see you all. Guess you know me from my pictures, huh?
Mr. Shane, we've been going over your papers. We've given your case careful consideration.
Oh, yeah. I thought you would when you got time to think it over. I knew there must have been something screwy about that notice they got.
Mr. Shane...
I told my manager, I says, listen, they couldn't be doing this to the Clipper. Not after they saw my fight with Kovac. I said to Steve, yes, he's my manager, I said, Steve, those
Mr.
guys...
Mr. Shane, one moment, please.
Oh, yes, sir?
You received a notice of classification as 1A. Huh? That was the decision of this board. Now you ask for a hearing. We'd be glad to hear any reasons you have for not being classified 1A.
Any reasons? Well, look, that notice means I'm liable to be called into the Army in about a month.
Approximately, yes.
In a month? Well, look. Maybe you gentlemen don't know who I am. Maybe my name didn't quite register with you. I'm Jeremiah J. Shane. I'm the Shane. I'm Clipper Shane.
Of course.
Well, I'm Clipper Shane, the fighter. I just whipped Kovac. I'm due to meet the champ 2 months from now.
We know that, Mr. Shane, and we're sorry we must interfere with your plans. But prize fighting isn't exactly an essential industry. There happens to be a war on.
Yeah? Well, what do I care about the war? I didn't have anything to do with starting this war. Listen, I've been working all my life for a crack at that title. I got my big chance, and now you want to come butting in with this war of yours. Well, I'm not taking it, see? It's not my war, and I'm not having any part of it. Get me? I'm going to fight for the title. I'm going to win the title.
We're very sorry if you feel that way, Mr. Shane. But I'm afraid this war is a bit bigger than the personal ambitions of any of us. We'll have to mark you down for immediate induction. That'll give you about a month to arrange your affairs. Good evening, Mr. Shane.
Yeah? Well, I'm not taking this lying down. I'll appeal. I'll go to the courts. I'm not taking it, see?
Out this door, Mr. Shane.
You can't do this to me. I'm going to fight it, see? Not any war stop me from winning that title. You'll find out.
Two, three, four. Two, three, four. Pick him up, Shane. Pick him up. Two, three, four.
So they made a soldier out of the Clipper, strictly without his approval.
Nah, I'm sorry, Mike. I can't get your boy for the Hartford card. There just ain't any around. The Army's grabbed them all. And it looks to me like... Hey!
Hello, Steve.
Clipper, come in, kid. Come in. Mike, I'll call you back. Clipper Shane. Oh, kid, you look great. Let me get a good look at you.
Yeah, I'm in shape, I guess.
Oh, you never looked better in your life, Clipper. You wear that uniform like you was born for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Clipper Shane, a soldier. Oh, kid, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, what for?
What for? For what you're doing. It's the Air Force, ain't it?
Yeah.
What are you, Steve? What do you do in the Air Force?
I'm a tail gunner in a B-17.
A tail gunner? Hey, that's a mighty important job. That's a kind of tough one, too, ain't it, kid?
Well, I asked for it. I figure that's where I can do the most damage to
the
carries.
Now you're talking, kid. That's the way I like to hear you talk. I knew you'd come around. Sure, I know it was a tough break for you, losing the chance at the title, but I guess this war's bigger than any of us, Clipper. Yeah, I knew you'd come around. I knew that you'd...
No, see. I haven't come around. I haven't changed my mind a bit. I got gypped, see? Have the title in my pocket, and they come along and frame you with this war. No, Steve, I haven't changed my mind a bit.
Hey, but Clippard, I don't get this. One minute you say you asked for the tail gunner's job. You say you want to be where you can do the most damage to those Jerrys and...
Sure, I said that. Still goes. But not for the reason you think. I'm interested in this war for just one reason. Got to get it over with and get back in the ring.
Well, Clipper, that's kind of funny. I don't think the war was hatched up as a kind of plot against you personally.
No? Well, it's personal with me. I don't like it. I haven't got any of these phony ideas about it. I'll do all I can to get it over with, but I got a reason. I want that lightweight title.
Well, Clipper, you're kind of hard to figure. But I guess the Army won't mind what your reasons are as long as you do the job.
Don't you worry about that.
Okay, Clipper. Say, how long you got in town?
I got about a week. It's probably overseas for me.
Yeah, well, Clipper, we're going to make this a real week. Come on, I'm going to buy you the best feed in town.
Sure, the Clipper was a little screwy when you got him on the subject of the war. He had his personal reasons for fighting it. It was just something that stood between him and the lightweight title. Persecution, torture, mass murder, all the other things the Nazis were doing, tough, all right. None of the Clipper's business.
This is Smith. On our tail.
Not anymore.
Nice work, Clipper.
Sure, the Clipper was a little screwy on the subject of the war. There wasn't anything wrong with him when he sat huddled in the tail of a flying fortress over Germany. Nothing wrong at all.
Keep giving him that right, Clipper. Attaboy, now you're cooking in there.
And what's all this, Lieutenant?
Oh, the men asked if they could fix up this ring in the corner of the hangar, sir. They like to work out with Shane.
Shane?
He's tail gunner in our squadron, sir. Rather well-known fighter back home. Clipper Shane, you remember him?
Clipper Shane. Oh, yes, of course.
Clipper!
Matter of fact, I saw him fight at the garden. He's a clever boxer.
Yes, sir, and a good tail gunner, too, even if he is a rather unusual one.
Eh? What's unusual about him?
Well, sir, he regards every mission as a rude interruption of his fight training. That's all he's interested in. He spends every free moment here in the hangar working out with the boys.
Mm.
All right, Clipper, take a breather. That'll be enough for now.
Who's the fellow who seems to be running things over there?
Oh, that's Zombie Harker, sir. He's a member of the ground crew. He's appointed himself trainer for Shane. There's no objection to letting Shane work out in the hangar, is there, sir?
Oh, not at all. Good thing for morale.
Yes, it is, sir.
Yes, it was a good thing for morale at that bomber base in England. Boys like to put on the gloves with Clipper Shane. They knew that the Clipper never let go with his Sunday punch. And it would be nice to say later on, Shane, I used to spar with him. Yes, Shane was a big shot, especially to Zombie Hawker of the ground crew.
You gotta promise me one thing, Clipper.
Yeah, Zombie?
When we get back home, when you get your crack at that title, I gotta be in your corner that night at the garden.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I know I ain't really a trainer. I don't mean I'd expect to be your trainer, but... I mean, I just like to be in your corner when you go up against the champ.
Yeah, well, you'll be there, Zombie.
Yeah? Gee, thanks, Clipper. Thanks a lot. All right, now, we got to get to work. Hey, Weld.
Yeah?
Get the gloves on. We'll use you today.
Okay, Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Yeah, Clipper?
Who are these guys that just came in?
Them? Oh, they're British flyers.
Yeah, I know that, but what are they busting in here for?
I don't know. I guess they just want to watch you work out.
Yeah? Well, I don't like them.
Oh, they're good guys, Clipper.
No, not to me, they're not.
No? What have you got against them?
I just don't like them. I don't like them watching me work out, standing there giving me that bored, fishy-eyed look.
Oh, they don't mean that, Clipper. They're swell guys.
Yeah, you can have them.
Forget it, Clipper. Let's get started. You ready, Weld?
Yep.
Well, come on, then. I think you better keep working on that right, Clipper. I ain't quite satisfied yet.
Okay, Zombie.
Now, the Clipper was a good boy in the ring, a clean fighter. Weld was the type of eager beaver who made a good sparring partner. He had a lot of uncoordinated energy, and he was willing to spend it freely. He cavorted around the ring and swung his mitts with great abandon, secure in the knowledge that Clipper Shane was pulling all his punches. and the Clipper was an artist at pulling his punches. He let his gloves lash out savagely, and the punch would come in on Weld like a thunderbolt, but stop just short of its target.
The right, Clipper! Keep using that right! Atta boy, Clipper!
Clipper was putting on a good show. He wanted to. He wanted to get a rise out of those Britishers. He chased Weld all around the ring, then cornered him and measured him off. He'd show them a knockout punch and pull it just in time. He let it go.
Clipper. Clipper, you knocked him out.
Hey, Weld. Weld, get up, Weld. Oh, look, I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean it, fellas. Hey, Zombie, you know I didn't mean it, don't you?
No, you didn't mean it, Clipper.
Hey, Weld. Well, come on around, fella.
Huh? Oh, gee. What happened?
I didn't mean it, Weld. Honest, I didn't mean to let that fast one go.
Huh? Oh. Yeah, I've been knocked out, huh? Gee. I ain't never been knocked out before. I feel kind of funny.
Oh, you'll be all right in a minute, Weld. I'm awful sorry. You believe me, don't you, Weld?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. I believe you, Clipper. You ain't no butcher. You wouldn't do it on purpose. I guess I must have walked into that one, huh? I'm okay.
Oh, swell. Swell, guy. Hey, Zombie, you saw it, didn't you? You know I wouldn't be such a rat as to do that on purpose.
Oh, forget it, Clipper. It was an accident.
Yeah. I'm sure sorry, Weld.
No. I'm okay now.
Perk didn't have a chance. Like a spitfire shooting down a blimp.
And what are they saying over there?
It's just those British guys, Clipper. Forget it.
Yeah, what business is this of theirs?
Forget it, Clipper.
No, I think I'll have a little talk with him.
Oh, Clipper.
The chap was obviously quite inexperienced.
Obviously.
You guys got something on your minds?
Huh? Oh, I'm afraid I don't quite follow you, old man.
Yeah? Look, don't give me any of this old man stuff. You think I tried to knock that boy out, don't you?
I'm sure I don't know.
And what are you making these cracks for?
Well, after all, you're a professional fighter, aren't you, Shane?
Yeah? What about it?
Nothing, except that the other lad obviously hadn't much experience. It wouldn't be a great trick to knock him out.
Any one of you think you'd have a better chance in the ring with me? Huh? Yeah, I thought so. And what do you come busting in where you're not wanted for, huh? Hey, you Britishers, any one of you got the guts to step in the ring with me right now?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps Freddy might.
I say, that's an idea. Freddy, how about having a go at the Yank? You've boxed a bit, eh, Freddy?
Not in some time.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, next time, don't come busting in until you're invited, see?
Look here, old man, if it's a bit of a workout you want, I'll be glad to oblige.
Oh, you'll be glad to oblige, will you? You sure you can take care of yourself?
I'll do my best.
I fancy you'll be all right, Freddy.
Okay. Okay, Zombie.
Yeah, Clipper?
Get some gloves for this guy. He's going to have a bit of a go at the Yank.
Okay, Clipper.
It'll just be a friendly little workout, huh, chum? I won't let go of that fast one.
Anything you say, Mr. Shane. Easy does it, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Easy does it.
Now, the Clipper... Sure, I know, I've told you before. But the Clipper was a good kid in the ring. A clean fighter. A good boy. The only thing wrong with the Clipper, well, I told you, he didn't like the war and he didn't like the British because they were mixed up in it before we were.
Give him that right, Clipper boy! Give him that right!
Clipper was sure of himself. He was the leading contender for the lightweight crown back home. What could this punk of a Britisher do to a guy like him? Still, after the first few minutes, the Clipper sensed that this British guy, a guy they called Freddy, well, he was no novice at the fight game. The Clipper grinned to himself. So they'd thrown a professional in against him. Well, he'd play along with him and then give it to him good. The Clipper pretended to be careless. After shooting a left jab, he stayed put instead of moving to the left. He kept his shoulder down, leaving his jaw an open target. Ready instantly, however, to yank the shoulder up and catch the force of Freddy's right. It worked. Shane saw the right get underway. His left shoulder came up smoothly. Then, something exploded like a hand grenade.
One, two, three.
It was
four,
a knockout.
Five.
And who got
six,
knocked out whenever seven, Clipper Shane was
eight,
in the ring?
Nine,
The other guy, of course.
Wake up, fella. You're all right. Wake up.
Only this wasn't the other guy. The other guy was okay. The guy on the canvas was Clipper Shane.
You okay, Clipper? You okay?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I sneaked in a lucky one on you, Clipper. It was just a lucky one. You had him whipped. It happens all the time, Clipper. Don't feel bad about it. He slipped over a lucky punch.
He knocked me out.
No, not exactly that. He just slipped over that lucky punch, Clipper.
Jiminy, Clipper, what went wrong? I can figure a guy like me stepping into one, but you, Clipper.
I just forgot to duck, that's all. Hey, where are those guys? Where's the guy who KO'd me? I want to congratulate him.
They left, Clipper.
Yeah, and you know what, Clipper? Those guys framed you.
Oh, cut it out,
no,
bro.
No. The Clipper ought to know. They framed you. Clipper, you know, the guy you was fighting was Freddy Cribb. Ever hear of him?
Cribb? Oh, Freddy Cribb? Sure, I heard of him. He's a lightweight champ of England.
Yeah, that's the guy. They framed you, Clipper. Throwing in a guy like that while all the time you figured he was just another punk like me.
They didn't frame me well.
They should have told you, Clipper. It was a kind of frame.
They didn't frame me. I framed myself. I challenged a guy. I should have known.
You could have taken him, no, Clipper, if you'd known who he was.
Sure, you could have taken him.
Sure, maybe, but that don't make any difference, see? I could tell that guy had been in the ring before. I let him fool me with that right. I was too dumb to dope it out that he could hit with both mitts.
You're not sore.
I'm not sore about this punk knocking me out. But I am sore, see? I'm sore about these British guys busting in where they ain't wanted. What business have they got in here? This ain't their hangar. Yeah, just like this ain't our war. They're the kind of guys that got in my way, getting mixed up in a war and making us come over and win it for them. That's what burns me up. If it wasn't for those guys, I'd be lightweight champ right now.
Clipper, I'm your pal, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, will you listen to something?
Yes, but...
Clipper, you hadn't ought to talk that way about those British boys. I mean, in the war... They're good boys, Clipper. They've done some pretty nice things in this war. Oh, I don't care how you pop off to me, Clipper, but I wouldn't want the CO to hear you talking that way about the British boys. He mightn't like it. The
zombie's right, Clipper.
Yeah, well, look, I do my job for this man's army, right or wrong.
You do swell, Clipper.
Now, who's got a kick coming? There ain't nothing in the contract that says I gotta like the British, now, is there? Okay, I don't like them. The way I figure we're going to bat for them over here, no British guy ever went to bat for me. All I've ever done is to come busting in where they wanted.
They're good guys.
Hey, you can have them. They've never done nothing for me.
Clipper.
Yeah.
Look, the only reason the British guys didn't stick around is, well, they thought maybe, you know, you'd be kind of embarrassed.
Oh, yeah?
That's on the level, Clipper. They said maybe you'd like a return bout with Freddy.
Would you want that, Clipper? Would you want to fight him again? Oh, gee, Clipper, the boys are all for it. They're willing to bet every dime they've got on you.
Would you fight him again, Clipper? Would you?
Would I? Sure, I'll fight him. I'll fight that guy with one arm tied behind my back. I'll beat his ears off. I'll knock him from here to Dover. Yeah, I'll fight him. Fix it up, zombie, and tell the boys to get their money down on Clipper Shane.
Okay, Clipper.
What do they ever do for us? Always come busting in when they ain't wanted. These British just burn me up.
Sure, Clipper was a good boy in the ring. A good boy in the tail of a flying fort over Germany, too. But, as I've remarked, Clipper considered World War II a frame, a personal plot against Jeremiah J. Shane, leading contender for the lightweight title. Somehow, the Clipper figured that the British were a part of this plot. Guys who kept busting in where they weren't wanted. Guys who never went to bat for a pal. Clipper's B-17 was coming back from Germany. It had no fighter opposition, but the flak had been thick over Hamburg. One motor was out, but they'd make it home. The forts are tough. The Clipper sat huddled in the tail, cramped. He figured he'd need a good workout to untie his muscles after they landed. He wanted to be in top shape for his bout with Freddy Cribb. The boys were counting on him.
Well, boys, we got company. Messerschmitt's on our tail.
Yeah, look, 8, 9, 10, there's a dozen of them.
No clouds around. Looks like our busy day. Take care of them, boys.
They didn't have a chance. Clipper Shane, crouched in the tail, knew that. He didn't have a chance. 12 German fighters and one crippled fort. It was an easy setup. But Clay Pigeon. Well, the Clipper would give him a run for their money. These were the guys who had messed up his life. But you can't knock down 12 fighters from a flying fort. Not every day on the week.
Nice going, Clipper.
Nice going, sure, but not nice enough. 2 of them down, but 10 of them left. Well, the Clipper could take it.
Hey, look at that Spitfire at 3 o'clock.
Wow, that Britisher must be crazy. I'll say. All alone, and he's taken on the whole Cherry Air Force.
Clipper set his empty gun and watched the mirror. Lone Spitfire doing everything it could to save the fortress. Bagged a pair of Messerschmitts, disorganizing the attack, and the big fort limped into the clear. Clipper saw the end of it. He saw the Messerschmitts gang up on the Spitfire and blow it out of the sky. He saw the explosion. The pilot never had a chance. Clipper's face was white as he watched. His stomach was a knot.
Limber up a little, Clipper?
No, not right now, Zombie.
No? Maybe tomorrow. You want to get in shape for the fight with Crib, the British guy, don't you?
There won't be any fight. We were coming back today, crippled. A dozen Messerschmitts jumped on us. We didn't have a chance. I wouldn't be here right now if a British Spitfire hadn't saved us.
Yeah, Clipper?
Yeah.
They're mighty sweet flyers, those British boys.
Yeah. This guy saved us, but he couldn't save himself. He blew him to pieces.
Yeah? Gee, that's too bad. But that's the breaks, Clipper. You got to get it off your mind. What do you say? How about a little workout? You got to get in shape for Freddy Cribb, you know.
Yeah, I got to get in shape for Freddy Cribb. But not that way, Zombie. Freddy Cribb was a guy in the Spitfire. He was the guy that saved us.
Oh. Gee, I didn't know.
Yeah. Put the gloves away, Zombie. I'm going to be busy from now on. I'm not going to have any time for training.
You ain't, Clipper?
Remember I said these British guys busted in where they weren't wanted? Yeah, that's what Freddy Cribb did today. Nobody asked him to bust in. He busted in and saved our necks.
Yeah. You ain't going to do no more fighting, Clipper?
Yeah, I'm going to do some more fighting. For me and Freddy Cribb.
Clipper is a good boy. Maybe he'll get that chance at the title yet. But right now, the Clipper doesn't even care.
Well, gentlemen, that's Ring Gunner, written by Jackson V. Schultz for Short Story Magazine.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I got to get downtown. Hey, is Grantland Rice due back for next week's session?
You bet. He'll be back with us with one of the finest stories about hunting dogs ever written. It's James Streets, the Biscuit Eater. Oh. Don't miss it now, fellas, will you? See you all next week.
You bet.
See
you next week.
This has been another visit to the Sportsman's Club for the favorite sports stories of Grantland Rice.
Remember, we'll be back next Saturday at the Sportsman's Club with another sports story selected by Grantland Rice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.